Hello, everybody. Welcome to Friday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, Arkansas. Glory to God. We're in Southwest Arkansas at our prayer cabin in the place that has been such a blessing in our lives for over 50 years now. We had been married less than a year when Pop gave us and Mom gave us this 4 acres over there around the... And I was standing out there that day, and I was just praising God, and my mom and dad had come up here with us, and they were with Gloria and talking to Pop, and walking around, looking, and Pop was explaining things, and I was just standing up there by a big tree, the pond or in, nothing was there, the house wasn't in money, anything, it's just an open piece of ground.
Pasture.
A little creek running down through there. And I was just standing there praying in the Holy Spirit, just praying in tongues, just praising God. Thank you for, oh, Jesus, for being so good to us. And right in here, just like he speaks to all Christians, if they'll listen.
Yeah.
He said, look, and the creek bed was dry. He said, look at that dry creek bed. And I looked up there where it's coming through the trees, and I just followed it down where it was going. And it caught my eye on a tree. He said, see that tree? There was a tree standing right there. What's in the corner of it over there now?
Yeah.
He said, if you will put a levee right there from there and you'll dam up that creek, you'll have a pond. And I could see it. Yeah. Now, this is the blessing of the Lord. Now, listen to this, how it worked. I told you and told Pop what I was looking at there. He said, you know, I think the state of Arkansas has got a program that'll help you with that. So
I called. It was a pasture, wasn't it?
Huh?
It was like a pasture, so that was some agriculture help.
Yeah, no house or anything here. But what the county was doing, they were trying to get people to conserve water. And so they had this program out to build ponds, mm-hmm. farm ponds.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out and looked at it and said, yeah, we can do that. It seems to me like it only cost us $600 to get it done. And if you'd had it done for regular, it'd cost probably $1,800, $2,000. We didn't have $1,800, but we had that. And so they got out here and dug this pond, and just look how gorgeous it is.
Oh, it's a great place.
And then, of course, I've already told you the story about the main house. Now, this log house. Gloria always wanted a log house. And she talked about log houses. Lord, Gloria wants a log house.
Not a new one, though. I want a
log house.
Oh, real,
no,
the real deal.
The real deal. And so Gloria wants a log house. Oh, we believe we receive a log house. Thank you, Lord. Well, we were going down the highway here between here and town one day, and I don't know how many times we'd driven past there. We've been up here for years. Gloria said, stop the car. I said, what? Stop. There wasn't anything there. I pulled off and stopped. She said, I want to go look at that house. I said, Gloria, what in the world for? There's an old house, an old shiplap-sided house, laying out there almost on its back. The back part where they'd added a kitchen and bathroom on it had separated from it, and it had just fallen away. And this thing was leaning over like this, and one side of it up like this.
I was inspired.
And she said, stop right now. So I said, I want to go look at that. I said, okay. We walked out there, and looking around, she walked over there to the corner where that siding was popped up and loose. She said, look, we picked that up and raised that up, and it was this log house under and some, but this thing's way over 100 years old. And somebody had put that siding on there, and nobody remembered that it was logs. So we talked to the family that owned it and bought it for $500. and Mr. Wooten again moved it over here and set it up. And of course, we had it, you know, totally restored. And it is just wonderful. It's just beautiful log house. This is the real deal. Amen. And then later, the little log house came in. This is the real deal. I mean, God will bless you. See, what do I want with a log house? I don't know. But it doesn't have to be a log house. There's someone watching us on television in Eastern Europe one time, that just after the Soviet Union collapsed. Then this lady wrote us and said, I'd mentioned something about believing God for an airplane. Of course, it had been the translator speaking in Russian. She said, Brother Copeland, I don't know what I would do with an airplane. I don't have anywhere to go. And I don't have anywhere to keep it and nobody to drive it.
That's a problem.
But she said, if you think I ought to believe for one, I will. I mean, that's how eager those people were, because, I mean, they had just come out from under atheism, and the Spirit of God was so fresh and new to them. She'd believe for anything. And that's what made it such an explosion over there of the Word of God, because people were so hungry and believe in God. And Father, we do thank you for the outpouring that's going on right now all over this planet. And you are manifesting love. You're teaching us your love. You are love. You don't have love. You are love. Help us, Lord. Renew our minds.
Thank you.
You said your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And your ways higher than our ways. Your ways are love ways. Your ways are your thoughts are love thoughts. But you said, come on up here with me. My word goes forth out of my mouth.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. We receive it today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Think about being on television all over Russia. We did that because the Lord said.
Yeah. And you know what, Gloria? If you think back on it, it was before the USSR fell.
Yeah.
We were there, and it was just miraculous the way it came to pass. And
you know, the faith that was preached on there could have had something to do with that.
It had
falling.
Everything to do with it. Because the guys that walked around the Berlin Wall and spoke to it.
Yes, that's right.
They were speaking to it in the name of Jesus, because they had... Somebody had bootlegged some of Brother Hagin's books in there and some of my tapes. And somebody had taken the tapes and they'd play them and interpret them as they played. And they went around that wall and pointed to it, speaking to, you're coming down without any bloodshed.
Yeah.
You're coming down without any bloodshed. We bind you in the name of Jesus. You're coming down without any bloodshed. And it did.
Praise God.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Faith. Faith in operation.
Faith in the name.
Now, let's go back to our text in First John 4, verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And then verse 16. And we have known and believed that God hath to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now, believe the love. Well, we believe the love. Then answer me this. Why don't you trust it? Oh, I do. Really? And when things get hard, you're not tempted to come back and say, oh Lord, I don't understand this. Don't you care that the devil's put this on me? But see, that's not trusting the love. Don't you care?
Yeah.
Well, you get hit with bad feelings and all of that.
See, now verse 18 says there is no fear in love.
There's no fear in love, and fear is what creates that.
Don't you care? You're walking in fear.
That's it. Instead of faith.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about here is renewing our minds, not only to believe the love, but have faith in His love. Mm-hmm. Now remember, faith principles are the same always. they don't work any other way except the way Jesus said they would.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's walk. God is love, right?
Mm-hmm.
So love is God.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to Mark chapter 11. The classic teaching on faith by Jesus. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. In the morrow, at verse 12, they came from Bethany. He was hungry, seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves. He came, if happily he might find anything thereon. He came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not. Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. His disciples heard it, and they went to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Now, in the morning as they passed by...
We're talking about overnight.
Yeah. See, in the 19th verse, when evening was come, he went out of the city. So they had to walk right back past that tree, but nobody said anything about it. That was 12 hours. Morning and evening. It's 12 hours. So, in the morning, so this happened... somewhere in the second 12 hours. Amen?
Yeah.
In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Now what we're talking about is have faith in love. It's the same thing, but we're renewing our minds into this place where we really know and believe that God is love and love is God. And God can be trusted and so can His love and so can His word and so can His name and so can His blood. Now, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his head, in his heart, not in his mind, but in his spirit, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now hang on here, because we're getting there. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them, and when you stand praying, forgive. Now, you see, to have faith in love, who is God, who is love, to have faith in His love, you can't get off over into unforgiveness.
No.
You just cut right straight across the commandment to love. So, this is a faith issue, and faith is of the heart, not of the mind or the head. The mind is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions.
The soul is made up.
The soul, thank you, Gloria, made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's not where faith is born. Faith is born in your spirit.
Uh-huh.
The reason it's called your heart, it's not talking about your physical blood pump. You can't believe God with a physical organ any more than you could your nose or anything else. It's just flesh. But the heart of mankind is his spirit being.
I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body.
The Apostle Paul said, there's no good thing in me. That is in my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So he separated the two of them. He said that you be made whole, spirit and soul and body. So they're
separated. That's the whole man. Jesus redeemed the whole man.
Yeah,
the
triune being.
Soul and body.
And think about it now. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering,
mm-hmm.
and gentleness and goodness.
Self-control.
Meekness, temperance or self-control. Those are fruit of the Spirit. They're not in your
flesh. Newborn Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in Galatians 5, it tells you also what's born in the flesh.
Now, let's talk about today about it's vital to be born again. You got to
That's the gateway.
And we'll show people how to do that.
Oh, yeah. That's the gateway. Yeah. None of this works until you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior.
And then everything can change if you'll go forward.
Oh, yeah. And that's what we're talking about now, is going forward in that love and having faith in it, because it's love that did it for you.
That's right.
Okay. It's love that went to the cross.
That's right.
Love Himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is faith. This is the way faith works. You believe it in your heart, and you say it with your mouth.
You hear the word, you believe it in your heart.
We talked about that yesterday in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. It says, for instance, all of the things that love does this, and love says that, and love doesn't do this, and love never fails. Well, you begin to confess that. Yeah. That's God never fails. Well, neither do I, because I'm born of Him. And you put it, begin to believe that love, and it's in you and you're in it. The love of God's been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Let's go over to the Gospel of John. Now, I want to show you something here that is so very rich. Now, let's go over to the Gospel of John here, the 13th chapter, Gloria. Now, remember who wrote 1 John was John, called the Apostle of Love. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, faith believes it in his heart and says it with his mouth. Now I want you to look here in the 13th chapter of John. Look at the 23rd verse. Now, there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Now, we know from what the rest of the way he wrote this, that John was confessing that of himself. I want you to notice this. He's the one that confessed. He believed Jesus loved him, and he wouldn't turn loose of it. He was the one that didn't turn his back on him.
Yeah.
And look at this. Simon Peter therefore beckoned him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake when Jesus said, one is going to betray me. Where was John? Leaning up there on Jesus. He was laying in his lap. And Peter came over there and said, ask him who it was. You ask him. Well, John could have said, well, you ask him. Peter wasn't about to. He didn't have that kind of relationship with Jesus. He believed the love. We're out of time. And we'll talk about this some more next week. We'll be back in just a moment.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BBOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory Broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
My name is Joe Villaggio. This is my beautiful wife, Cynthia. And we've been here for
18 years.
18 years with the ministry. So I was in the events department driving to the Word Explosion 2014 when this episode happened. They would load the trucks, make sheets, load sheets, and drive the trucks there, and then during the meeting I would do recording and other tasks that was needed. So the Friday morning, wasn't feeling that well, but I was like, you know, you push through it because you're on the road, you just do what you got to do. So I was walking into the building, and then I had this massive pain in my chest. So I was driven to the hospital and called my wife. And Cynthia, I'm having chest pains and I'm going to the hospital. That's all I said.
Keep him calm as well. I just said, oh, okay. Just let me know what's going on. But I hung up and I went, uh-huh. This is what I was feeling. This something was wrong. So I knew he didn't say it. I knew he'd had a heart attack. So I just laid back on the bed and I said, Lord, I need a scripture. There's a lot in this Bible, but I need one. And as I closed my eyes, I heard myself say, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart. Peace will keep his heart. Now I jumped out of bed and I started hollering, peace will keep his heart, peace will keep his mind, peace will keep my heart, and peace will keep my mind. Nobody dies today.
So I was in the emergency room in a room, and they were getting me ready for an ambulance company to come and take me to another hospital. But while I was in there, I coded. And it seemed like instantly I woke back up. I had bitten my tongue. I was like tasting blood, and I'm like looking and I said, what happened? And the nurse goes, I'm glad you're back. And she goes, I said, I just took a nap. I said, I was tired. She goes, no naps. Stay awake. Just stay with us. So they transferred me to another hospital and they put a stent in.
And the doctor said, oh, the other artery made its own bypass. They called it what?
Like the God vein.
A God vein. It made its own bypass, so they only had to put one stent in.
They had told me my sugar was over 400. And so I was like, I can't live this way. And I got myself in that position, so I repented of my abuse of my body. And they had put me on insulin, blood thinners, statins. I left with 7 medications.
We did what they said, took the medication, but he came home and he immediately started researching and saying, what can I do? And we've heard that from Brother Copeland about eating right. He's been a great example about eating right, speaking the right things, saying, putting your eyes on the word. In 1 year, we were off of all medication. Brother Copeland, when they told him what happened, he prayed. You know, he had the whole everyone just stopped the service.
Stopped
he prayed, and you know, and so those are one of the things that we're just so grateful for, being connected to the ministry. I've been a partner since the 70s, since the PTL days, and the partnership. There's nothing like being a partner to a ministry that teaches you what you need to know to live, to function in this life and function victoriously.
Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Has been for years. We usually use the scripture in Galatians chapter 6 unless the Lord says something different. And today he has given me a strong witness that this is what I'm supposed to do. I quoted this script, parts of this scripture, several times, but now I want to go back to it in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, the 17th verse. I want you to listen to something here. Charge them that are rich in this world that they should be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but trust in the living God. Now, I'm adding this for our purpose. Who is love? Mm-hmm. Trust in His love, who giveth us richly all things to
praise
enjoy.
God.
Amen. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute. Those are offerings. Offerings into the work of God. Offerings in giving to the poor. And of course, tithing. Tithing isn't understood here. Ready to distribute and willing to communicate or to respond to the Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray over this offering today. The people have heard the word.
Lord.
Faith has come. And we ask you to reveal to each one their part of the finances of this broadcast and this ministry, and we will obey what you say in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, whatever the Lord says to you, do it. Amen. That's what Jesus' mother said and brought about the first miracle at the wedding in Cana. She said, whatever He says to you, do it. And a miracle was the result.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we pray and release the anointing of increase on our partners and on this entire radio and television audience.
Thank you, Lord.
Throughout the earth.
Praise God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory, and I'll see you next week. Go to church this weekend. Get stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yes.
And in Alchemo, and just praise God for His best because He loves you. And remember this,
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.
This meeting, every year, something supernatural happens.
This is where, like, you get soaked in with so much word, and it will truly carry you out through the whole year until the next time we meet again.
The first thing about prayer or any other part of the Christian life is that God loves you. Settle that.
You see yourself sad, sick, broke, busted, and we're going to struggle. No, I don't. I see myself blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Greater is He was in me than He was in the world. I don't care what you're going through, keep your joy. Because if Satan can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. Come on.
Find faith. Find vision. Find victory. Nothing replaces what you will find here in the room at the Southwest Believers Convention. Experience the tangible presence of Jesus in an expectant atmosphere at our biggest faith event of the year. Visit us at kcm.org/SWBC to register today.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Build your foundation in the Word with the Online Learning Center of video courses, Believers Academy, Bible School from right where you are. Gain access to Kenneth Copeland's partner letter, each letter written to meet the everyday needs of our partners. Download free books from the bonus library with over 50 titles by the Copelands available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.